The story of this photograph is that it was taken during the Helsinki Summer Olympics in 1952. And it became quite an iconic photograph afterwards, because I think there are not too many photographs of athletes kissing their wives who also happen to be Olympic gold medal winners. So there was quite a special photo at the time already. And it has a special meaning for me personally, because it was taken by my grandfather.
And your Swiss grandfather, Kurt Fendler, was a photographer and graphic designer. What was he doing in Helsinki 70 years ago during the Olympics? Did he typically cover sports?
Yeah, I had to dive quite deep into my family history to learn more about that. So I reached out to my uncles to ask them if they knew more about his assignment. And my grandfather was quite a creative man. As you said, he was a photographer, he was a graphic designer, but he was also a cameraman at the time when, obviously, TV was still in its early days. And as they told me, my uncles, he was working for the IOC, so the International Olympic Committee, for their official film of the Games. I tried to confirm that on their website. I didn't find any evidence of him officially working for them, but that's what I know.
And in 1952, your Swiss grandfather had zero connection to Czechoslovakia. But a few decades later, he did have a connection with the country, if I understand it correctly.
Exactly. That's what makes this story so special to me, or what touched me, you know, when I discovered or rediscovered this photograph again. Me personally, I'm half Swiss. I grew up in Switzerland, but I'm also half Czech. My mother was born in the Czech Republic in the exact year of the Helsinki Summer Games, so in 1952. And she met my father, my Swiss father, 26 years later, and they got married. And that's why I myself and my brother and my sister were born. And so it's quite interesting that, you know, these family histories kind of intertwine in that moment in Helsinki, my grandfather taking this picture, having no idea that he would later in life have a very direct link to this country, to Emil Zátopek's country.
Did your grandfather ever meet Zátopek apart from on that day?
I'm not sure if they ever met afterwards, but I'm pretty sure from what I know by now that they spoke before this picture, because what my two uncles told me when I tried to learn more about how this picture, you know, what the story of the picture was, they told me that it was actually staged, or that's at least what he, my grandfather, told them, that he had asked Zátopek before to kiss Dana, his wife, in the ranks after the run. It's hard to confirm that, obviously, or to verify that so many years after. Also, my grandfather has passed away, so I did not have the chance to speak to him directly. But apparently he told them that, yes, he kind of staged this iconic moment. And it seems quite probable that this could be true, because I think at the time it would have been quite rare to kiss your wife in public as an act of celebration. So, today we're used to these images, but they were very unusual at the time. And also my uncles say that it sounds very much like my grandfather to do something like that and to ask him to kiss his wife and make this a special memory.
And what did you think last year when you saw the posters for the then new movie Zátopek referencing this exact same moment, this exact same photograph?
I must say I was really touched. It was a really special moment for me, because I just came across it, I think, on social media. And I saw that, and then just this memory came up from my childhood of my father telling me, look, this picture here of Emil Zátopek was taken by your grandfather. I saw this image and I remember that phrase, but I was unsure whether what my memory was playing a trick on me, because I've never thought of this image, or I didn't think of it in a long time. And I wasn't sure whether, you know, my childhood memory had any relation to the actual historical fact. So then already I reached out to one of my uncles, because my father also passed away, so I didn't have the chance to ask him. But I asked my uncle, look, I saw this image. Is it true that this was taken by Kurt, by my Swiss grandfather? And he immediately texted me back and was like, yes, that's right. So it was very nice to be kind of reconnected to, you know, an important moment in sports history, but also some kind of family legend that has been passed on over the generations.